Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph in a town called Bethlehem. This is the story of Jesus' birth.
Thank you.
wanted to know how many people were in the Roman Empire. He announced that everyone would return to their family city to be counted.
Since Joseph was from the family of David, he and Mary started off in Bethlehem, David's family home. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, the streets were crowded with many people who had come to register.
Joseph stopped at each inn they saw and asked for a place to stay, but there was no room. Finally, near the edge of town, they found a stable for shelter.
There, along with the animals, Mary and Joseph were at last able to rest. In the soft hay and dim light of the stable, Mary gave birth to a child, the Son of God.
She wrapped him in soft cloth and laid him in the straw-filled manger, saying,
"Your name is Jesus, just as the angel had said."
For hundreds of years, the prophets had spoken of the coming Savior, whose kingdom would never end. And on that quiet night in Bethlehem, the prophecies were fulfilled, and a tiny baby boy who lay sleeping in a manger.
Thank you.
hurried off to find the baby animals.
When they reached Bethlehem, they found Jesus in the manger, just as the angel had said, and they knelt down and worshipped him.
When the shepherds left, they told everyone about the angel's message and about the baby Jesus.
Far away in the east, wise men lived. They studied the skies and the prophecies.
When Jesus was born, a brilliant star appeared in the sky, and the wise men knew that it marked the birth of a great king. They noted the time and the day of the star's appearance, and they set out to find the king.
They went to Jerusalem, to the palace of King Herod. They asked him where they could find the young king.
Herod called his chief priests and asked them where the Savior was to be born.
In Bethlehem of Judea, they told him, the priests read to Herod the words that were written long ago.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Herod and his followers were frightened. Who was this baby who could grow up to be king and take away their leadership? Herod, lying, said,
go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.
The wise men gathered their servants and belongings and continued on their journey. They followed the star to Bethlehem.
As they traveled, the star lighted their way. The star stopped over a stable behind an inn. Inside, the wise men found the baby Jesus lying in the manger.
Nazareth, Jesus grew up. When he was 30 years old, he
People gathered around him wherever he went.
12 disciples followed him to learn all they could about God and Jesus.
Jesus taught us how to serve God and how to have eternal life. He performed many miracles and healed many people.
Through his death and resurrection, he saved us all. This is why Christians celebrate Christmas.
We remember that Jesus was born to save us and to give us hope.
On Christmas morning, we remember the wise men's gifts, the giving and the saving presents of our own.
And we go to church to honor Jesus and to thank God for sending us his Son and to give us the gift of everlasting life.
Great job by the kids, young and old. Let's give them one more. Also, great job by Tabitha and Katie, who kind of took on this project. Lady Otis did a real Nehemiah job, not enough time or resources to get it done, and yet they made it all happen, saved the day. So a big thank you to them as well. It's an awesome story that they told through narration and song, but the story continues. You know, Jesus didn't stay a baby. He grew, he taught, he healed, he suffered, he died, he rose again. And each of the children who took part this morning in this program will continue to grow, physically, but more than that. It's the beginning. There's more to Christian life than just knowing the first chapter. In fact, a little over a week ago, I got a call from Don Hacker. Some of you know Don is the guy who helped us move all the trees on the property here. And he said the town merchants had gotten together and decided that they would like to have a town Christmas tree. And they approached Larry Arnett and they said, could they put it in the spot where the wooden nickel used to be? And he said yes. And so Don started looking for a tree. And he didn't have one in his nursery that was the right size or the right something. So he came and looked at our property and found one or a couple that he thought would work and asked us about it. And we said, sure. And so this is them taking the tree from the property. And now it sits over. I think it's a conicolor or something like that, but they planted it last week where the wooden nickel used to stand. It's a nice tree right now, about 4 feet in size, but you know, 10 years from now, it's gonna be a much bigger tree, and the town is gonna decorate it each Christmas, and you can tell people, hey, you see that tree? That came from our church way back in 2012, right when the world didn't end. And actually, looks a lot like our property and our tree. That's Google images, but that looks a lot like the tree, and we're kind of like that tree. You know, God expects us to be firmly planted in the faith, but expects us to grow, to continue to learn. You know, there's more to the book, more to the Bible than just the Christmas story. Hey, that's why we're having 40 days in His Word. I told you I wouldn't let it go. But you know, consider that miracle grow for your spiritual life. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity." You know, these kids did such an amazing job this morning, and I imagine the pleasure you got watching your kids or grandkids. The pleasure that they brought you is not unlike the pleasure that God gets when we seek Him, when we grow in His Word, when we walk in His steps, when we listen to His Spirit, and we love with His love. So I just want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. You are invited to come back tomorrow night for a Christmas Eve service as we look at opening the gift of Christ. We're just going to close today by singing Rushing Wind, and as we think about being planted and growing in His Word, the words, "Holy Spirit, I surrender. Take me where You want me to go. Plant me by Your living water. Plant me deep so I can grow." Let's stand together and sing that song.